हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम भद्रं कर्णे भिश्रोणुयाम देवाः भद्रं पश्येमाक्षभर्यजस्तिनो बृहस्पतिर्दधातो ओम शांति शांति शांतिः न तत्र सूर्यो भाति न चन्द्रतारकम् नेमा विद्युतो भान्ति कुतोऽयमग्निः तमेव भान्तम् अनुभाति सर्वम् तस्य भासा सर्वमिदं विभाति सो दिस् वर्स् एक्स्प्लैन्स् द टू लैन्स् आफ् द फिफ्त् वर्स् आफ् दृक् दृश्य विवेकः Swayam vibhati anyani bhasayati. Isn't it? That line alone is explained here again. So for that line, what is a source book? This is the book. This is the line. Of course, isn't it? For Prakarna Grantham tells from where? Prakarna Grantham present subject matter from where? From Upanishad only. So what is a source for what? Don't say Drigdrisham source for this. This is the source for Drigdrisham because it's a Veda. So here, and it's only one thing it says, it talks about the Sakshi Chaitanyam. Why Sakshi Chaitanyam? You know very well, Chaitanyam, the Chitihi, is all pervasive reality, isn't it? It all pervasive reality, it pervades everything, means, so here, what I'm saying, this Chaitanya, all pervasiveness, pervasive, look at this, when I say pervasiveness, it's all pervasiveness only, isn't it? All pervasiveness is the swarupam. All pervasiveness is the swarupam. So it pervades everything. All pervasiveness, timelessness, changelessness. Isn't it? You have to remember, so all pervasiveness implies what? Spatially limitlessness, isn't it? Spatial limitlessness. So timelessness, all pervasiveness, changelessness is the swarupam of the chitihi. But this chitihi, when does it become, you know, this chitihi is always there in everything. But when does it become the sakshi? When does it become the sakshi? When does it become the illuminator of everything? Chitihi is the existence of everything. Look at this. Chitihi is the existence of everything. Consciousness, the Chaitanyam is existence of everything. Why existence of everything? Because it's the reality of everything. How? Because it pervades everything as the very substratum of everything. Isn't it? Only thing is you don't see. You only see the stone. You only see the water. You only see the fire. You do not see the underlying reality of these different things being one and the same. You cannot see. Why? Chit consciousness is invisible. You cannot see that through physical eyes. Isn't it? That is why you don't see through physical eyes. But what you see is only Namarupa. What you see as Panchabhutani, first say Panchabhutani. Take for example, the visible elements. The space, air, perceptible elements. Space, air, then fire, water, earth, all the elements are what? In whichever form you see them, you see earth as solid, water as liquid, fire as something, no? With heart and all that. What you understand, the different elements, those elements are all Namarupani. Fire is a Namarupa. Now earth is a Namarupa. Water is a Namarupam. Namarupam. Air is Namarupam. Air also is some form, isn't it? Intangible, but still it is a form, some form. Gas form, isn't it? Gaseous is the form. So also what now? We have space. formlessness is the form of this space, that also you know. So all these different elements are what? Name of given form. Space is a name of a given form. Similarly, air is a name of a given form of an object. Different objects of different forms. And fire is a name of a given form of a given object. Similarly, water is a name of a given form of an object. Earth is a name of a given form of an object. All these objects of, all these are objects of knowledge, and they're all what? Of different forms with different names. So, Nama Rupani. Understand now, for all of them are Nama Rupani, when you say just the names and forms means, what you do not see is the underlying reality being one and the same, that you cannot see. Isn't it? Truth of fire, reality of the fire, reality of earth, reality of space, reality of water, reality of five different elements, different things, but the truth of all of them is one and the same. That we do, you do not see that. You can't even, it is not even comprehensible for you. It is something, isn't it? If you say it is one, very difficult for you to understand. But there's a truth. And that, so all the elements are pervaded by this consciousness. In fact, consciousness is what? Is the truth of all of them, reality of all of them. But when you see, you only see the Nama Rupa. What? Fire, hot, everything you see. Water, liquid, you see water. You see the earth, you see different. It's earthen element. Then you see elementals also. Not only elements you see, you also see the elementals. Elementals are also what? Nama Rupani. Names and forms only. So elements are names and forms. Elementals are names and forms. Isn't it? Any cause is a name and form. Any effect also is a name and form. When you say chair is a name of a given form, which serves a given purpose, which goes with along with the name and form, the function also goes with that. Function, the purpose also goes with that name and form. Chair, with chair again you say, okay, we say that it's wood. Again, wood also is what? Nama Rupa. With a tree is also what? Nama Rupa. Isn't it? Tree also Nama. Seed is what? Nama Rupa. Anything, any object you say, elements, the elementals, the living beings, non-living things, mobile beings, immobile beings, all of them are just the names of given forms of given objects. Okay? That means these names, we are going to see very beautiful explanation in Dhritarishi Viveka. So I'm keeping it for the Dhritarishi class. I'm not doing it here, isn't it? A very beautiful explanation is going to come. But these names and forms are all what? Just the names and forms means name has no meaning without a form, and the form has no substantiality. Please remember, form has no substantiality of its own. Isn't it? A substance alone has substantiality. Substantive does not have a name, is a form. Form is a substantive. Understand now? A substantive has no substantiality. Substance alone has substantiality. If you see what is the substance of all these substantive, you say substance is one and the same. Like H2O is the substance which has its own substantiality, and all the waves are names of some forms. Is it clear now? Nama Rupa. They do not have substantiality. So here we say this, that Chaitanyam is Chitti, consciousness is the substance which is of the nature of pervasiveness, all pervasiveness. But it is there in everything as what? Pure existence. Understand now? Any Nama Rupa is what? Existence plus name and form. Any object, when you say chair, pure existence plus name and form is equal to chair. What is chair? Chair means, don't say chair means just the name and form. Chair is not just the name and form. Understand? No? Pure existence plus name and form is equal to an object. An object means what? Pure existence plus name and form. If you want to reduce that name and form to something else, something else, something else, that also becomes what? Pure exist. Any object. You take, for example, any object is nothing but pure existence plus Namarupa. Is it clear now? So what is the, all the objects constitute the Jagat. What is the Jagat? All the objects constitute the Jagat. That's why universe is constituent of objects. Is it clear now? I don't need to go explain to you what is an object again. So what is this universe now? Pure existence plus Nama Rupam. The whole universe can be reduced to what now? Jagat is equal to pure existence plus Nama Rupam. There is no Nama Rupam without existence. There is no name and form without existence. Like what? There cannot be a wave without H2O. Similarly, there cannot be Nama Rupa without existence. Can you say chair? Chair. Chair is, isn't it? Is what? Existence. So Nama Rupa plus pure existence plus Nama Rupa is an object. Pure existence plus Nama Rupa is the whole Jagat. Take one object, then extend it to the same whole Jagat also. Pure existence plus Nama Rupa is equal to Jagat, the universe. You cannot see an object minus, there cannot be an object minus existence. But existence can be minus Nama Rupam. Understand how existence minus Nama Rupam can exist by itself, but Nama Rupam minus existence cannot be there. Purida, do you understand what I'm saying? Very important teaching. Therefore, whole Jagat is this. But if you want to say the whole, if you are able to see whole Jagat as pure existence plus Nama Rupa, you are seeing only, you are seeing the oneness of reality. If you are not seeing not through physical eyes, you don't see through physical eyes. In your understanding, when you see the wave, ocean full of waves, you know H2O plus Nama Rupani. H2O plus Nama Rupam is ocean. Therefore, you see, when you see only the ocean Nama Rupa without H2O, that means what? You are not seeing the H2O. You see only the Nama Rupa. But actually, there's no Nama Rupa possible without Nama Rupa. Ocean is possible without the H2O. But ocean is H2O plus Nama Rupa. When you are able to see ocean as H2O plus Nama Rupa, you are seeing the unity in diversity. You are seeing the non-duality in plurality and multiplicity duality. Is it clear now? You have the vision of oneness of reality, non-duality of reality. When you're able to see H2O plus Nama Rupa ocean. If you see only the ocean, you don't see the H2O, means you are seeing plurality, multiplicity, you are seeing the divisions. You are not seeing indivisible, partless one. You are seeing the partful divisions. Is it clear now? Similarly here also. And when you are able to see the whole Jagat is Nama Rupa, isn't it? And the Namaru, the whole Jagat is an object. It's a world, is an object of knowledge. World is world of objects. When you say pure existence plus Namarupam is equal to the Jagat. But do we see the pure existence plus Namarupa? No. We only see the Namarupa. We do not see the pure existence. Understand? What is that pure existence? Pure existence is actually there as the underlying reality. But you are not able to see that. But the pure existence has to be seen. If you want to see, unless you see the pure existence, you cannot see the pure existence with the Namarupa. But how to see pure existence? Only in your own mind. As what? You can never see pure existence as pure existence. You see pure existence being pure awareness. Is it enough? You see the Sat as Chit. Then you will understand the Sat, the pure existence, and the Chit, the pure consciousness, are not two different things. With reference to ocean, H2O is the pure existence. With reference to the whole elemental Jagat, pure consciousness is the pure existence. Understand now? So to be able to see the whole Jagat as pure existence plus Namarupa, not mere Namarupa, you should see pure existence separately. Where can you see pure existence? The pure existence should be seen, known, understood, recognized, cognized, ascertained as pure consciousness. Where? In your mind. What we say? Hiranmaye pare koshe. We saw in the last class. Remember now? So pure consciousness, you know. What is pure consciousness? Is not the whole Jagat is again pure knowledge plus Namarupa. But do you see pure knowledge again? Pure knowledge also is invisible. Pure existence also is invisible. But pure existence can be understood as pure knowledge. Pure existence is a thing, but pure knowledge only. They are not two different things. Isn't it? Like H2O is water, when you say, they're one and the same. Similarly, pure existence is pure consciousness. But pure consciousness, what is Jagat? Pure consciousness plus Namarupa. Pure existence plus Namarupa. But you want to see pure minus Namarupa, where can you see? Pure conscious existence as pure consciousness minus Namarupa, where can you see? You cannot see through physical eyes, but you can see through eye of knowledge in your own buddhi as the subject of knowledge, not as an object of knowledge, in your own, understand now, as the eye, as the knower. That is what we say, that once you come to know that the pure consciousness is, and you understand the pure consciousness is pure existence, then you can say the whole Jagati is not just the Namarupa, is pure knowledge plus Namarupa. Pure knowledge is, in fact, what? Pure existence. Pure existence plus Namarupa. When you see unity in diversity. Is it clear now? Therefore what? But where do you see? How do you see? Once you understand what pure consciousness being available for recognition as the subject of knowledge, then you say, that is my God, the whole, not only Chitti Sat of the universe. Chit alone what now? Illumines the whole Jagat also, brings to light. Understand now? How does it bring to light? Through illumining the senses. How does it illumine the senses? By illumining the mind. How does it illumining? By does it do any action? No, by its swarupam, by its mere existence. So the whole Jagat, mind shines after reflected consciousness. reflected consciousness, reflection of consciousness is possible because of the original pure consciousness. Isn't it? Because the reflection of consciousness, mind shines, mind illumines. Because of the illumination of the mind, senses, body becomes conscious, and senses become conscious, and senses are illumined. Thereby senses become illuminators. Thereby the whole jagat also, what now, becomes illumined, perceived, known, understood, and understand. Therefore what? Whole jagat shines after that consciousness. So consciousness which illumines the jagat is said to be the light, paranjyotihi, absolute light, isn't it? So we saw that suryaha nabhati, chandraha nabhati, you know, tarakam nabhati, nothing shines by itself. We think all these sources of light shine by themselves. They do not shine. They, all these sources of light are dependent on said eyes for them to become evident. Because evidence is these eyes. And say for, so also for all the sense powers, evidence is the mind. And for the mind, evidence is the eye. For the eye, the evidence is consciousness. Understand now? Therefore, all of them are what? Shine after that consciousness only. Tasya bhasa sarvam idam vibhati. It, all of them shine as not as one thing, as different things, isn't it? Different colors, different namarupas, as form, as formed, as color, and different varieties. The whole jagat is what? Innumerably countless forms and names, isn't it? Sounds means how many sounds, how many forms, and how many touches, and how many, you know, objects of taste, everything. This is the verse we saw earlier. Therefore, now it becomes very easy. So what is now, when you say the whole jagat is pure existence, or pure consciousness plus nama rupa, isn't it? Now, where is Brahma? Pure consciousness is Brahman, when you say, where is Brahman now? Whole jagat is Brahman. Understand now? Whole jagat is Brahman. Ellame paramburu. So, how do you say now? Brahmai Vedam. Amritam. Purastad Brahma. Paschad Brahma. Dakshinataha. Cha. Uttarena. Adaschordham. Cha. Prasrutam. Brahmai Vedam. Vishwamidam. Varishtam. Brahmayeva. Idam. Brahmayeva. Idam. Brahmayeva. Idam. Brahmayeva. Idam means what? This whole jagat. This means what? When you say this, this means you have to include what? Whole jagat. Which include, when that idam, you include what? Your mind, your sense powers, your pranas, your physical body, you include everything in the jagat, you say idam jagat. Understand now? Idam, except I, everything else is what now? Indicated by the pronoun this. Anything and everything indicated by the pronoun this is different from the vastu indicated by I. First person, isn't it? This and I. The two pronouns are using. The pronoun I, except I. What is indicated by the pronoun I? What is indicated by the pronoun I is pure consciousness, pure existence, which is Brahma. What is that now? Aham Brahma. Understand now? Aham Brahma. I is consciousness. Means consciousness is Brahman. Therefore, I is Brahman. Aham Brahma. I don't want to say I am Brahma. No way. Until it becomes very clear. I am Brahman means then problem. So I is Brahman when you start keep saying for some time, because very clear then you can say I am Brahman. Isn't it? I is Brahma. Aham Brahma. What about idam then? Idam must be different, no? Idam is indicated by any object indicated by idam is this. Now he says, aham Brahma, idam also Brahma. Brahman is not this, but this is Brahman. Idam Brahma. Whole jagat is Brahman. Why? Babies H2O. So idam jagat Brahma. Now we shouldn't question why idam Brahma. Why do you say this is Brahman? This whole universe is Brahman. Why do you say? Just now I told you, jagat is pure existence plus namarupa. The namarupa is nothing but existence. Namarupa but consciousness, isn't it? For we have to say that. So the whole idam jagat is Brahma. When you really know, when you can say aham, I is Brahman, when can you say aham, I am Brahman? When you can say idam Brahma, tad Brahma, etad Brahma, idam Brahma, sarvam Brahma, then you can say aham Brahma. I am Brahman, you can say. Is it clear now? I is Brahma. All that is there is only Brahma. Isn't it? The matter problem will be solved in the whatever you have, the confusions, the doubts you have about Maya. Maya, Prakriti, Avyaktam, Namarupa. This is, see, your mind is always, mind wants something to happen. Suddenly something to happen. All Swami is repeating the same old thing, nothing is happening. Then that is why we lose patience, you know. Oh, all I heard is heard. In fact, this class is to repeatedly listen to what has been said earlier. But you will find something, if you don't see anything new in this, you have to listen to this same thing again and again. You are able to see something new in what I am saying, that means your mind has become subtler. Understand now? The problem is not with the teaching, not with the teacher, the problem is with the listener. Listening mind. Okay, I'm not saying listener also, listening mind. So what I'm saying, this Maya business will become much clearer in Drishya Viveka, and then, so I can't go to that now. Why? Because after Prakarna Grantha teaching only, we should have come to Upanishad. I have to remind you every time why we have done a wrong thing. Anyway, because my assessment of people have been studying for many years, that's why. So, Brahma Eva Idam. Brahma Eva Idam means that Eva Shevakara, Eva Shabda really says, Idam Sarvam Brahma Eva. Why? Idam, any Idam is what? Idam means this. All that is here is nothing but Brahman alone. Idu Vellam Brahma Me. Paramburule. How will you say now? Idam sarvam Brahma eva. Idam sarvam Brahma eva. All that is here is Brahman alone. When you say idu vellam paramburule, when you say, what does it mean here? All these are all namarupas. Understand now? Any object can be reduced to further object, further namarupa, further namarupa, further namarupa. Isn't it? They're all, how much you reduce, one point you had to stop, it is what? Pure existence. What is pure existence? Pure consciousness. But where do you recognize pure existence? As pure consciousness. Only in the mind. Understand? Not as an object. It is not possible. Why? Because pure consciousness happens to be the only reality, secondless reality, non-dual reality. This is the problem. If it is a second thing, see, for one to see, if I want to be seen, the two things must be there. The seer must be there, seen must be there. If two things are there, Parambarul ondraha illamal renda irundirundal, then it would have been available for objectification. seer and the seen, knower and the known. That if that really there is difference was there, if there is another thing other than reality also really existent. Look at this. If there is an object which is other than the reality, if the second reality was there, then definitely that reality would have been available for objectification. Because not only we say second reality is not there, second thing is not there. There's a secondless. Not only don't say that two realities are not there. Not only two realities are not there, the second thing is not there, second substance is not there. What is there is the only substance, only reality. So secondless reality, non-dual reality. Understand now? Advaitam Brahma, Advitiyam Brahma. Advaitam, Advitiyam. Secondless and non-dual. That is why it is not available for objectification as an object. Understand? Now, how would you... If there was two things were there, then you would have been able to objectify it. Because what is there is only the reality. When you say, you resolve everything in that Brahman only, what is there. When you say the entire ocean full of waves is nothing but H2O, when you say, what is there is only water, when you say, you resolve all the Namarupas, all the waves, entire ocean, where? In H2O. You don't physically resolve it. Cognitively resolve it. That cognitively resolving the Nama Rupas in its reality is what? Having the vision of oneness of a non-duality of the reality. Is it clear now? The understanding. So similarly here also, all the objects, all the elementals, all the Nama Rupas, all the objects of knowledge, different objects perceived through different senses are nothing but Nama Rupani. Namani Rupani, Nama Rupani, all nothing but names and forms. So any object is not just the Nama Rupa, it is pure existence plus Nama Rupa, but we are not able to see the object Nama Rupa with the existence. We see the object just as an object Nama Rupa. And to be able to see the pure existence is nothing but pure consciousness, so the whole Jagat is pure consciousness plus Nama Rupa. But we are not able to see that. We only see the, if you see both pure consciousness plus Nama Rupa, if you see the Jagat as pure consciousness and Nama Rupa, then you see, you have the vision of non-duality. Then you are free from problems. You are free from your problem of smallness being centered on I. You are free from limitations. You are free from your sorrow. You are free from unhappiness. You are free from all emotional problems. You are free from all jealousy, hatred, etc. All of them would have gone where? In that vision of the whole Jagat being seen as Brahma. For which you should have seen pure existence without Nama Rupa, as pure knowledge without Nama Rupa, as the subject of knowledge in your own buddhi, as the subject, as I, content of I. Is it clear now? Once you see and then dwell upon, once you first you see, then you dwell upon, contemplate on, ascertain. In that vision, you will see later on, not just the Nama Rupa, you see Nama Rupa with pure consciousness. Then you will say, where is Nama Rupa? First you see pure consciousness plus Nama Rupa, then you say, where is Nama Rupa? It's only pure Brahman. Where is wave Nama Rupa? First you see only the wave, don't see H2O. Then you see H2O, then you say, oh, H2O plus Nama Rupa is the wave. Then you will say, where is wave? Only H2O. next step, isn't it? Similarly, here also first you see the Jagat Namarupa, then you understand Jagat is nothing but pure existence plus Namarupa. You see the existence, pure existence. To see that, you see existence as pure consciousness, the Buddhi, isn't it? Then you say the whole Jagat is pure existence plus consciousness plus Namarupa. Then you say, come on, where is Namarupa? There's only Brahma. Okay? That is what, when you say what? Idam, sir, one sentence only. Don't think I'm simply babbling. This is what Shankara explains. Okay? Idam Brahma. Say no? Idam Brahma. Because I finished doing Bhashyam for them. That's what I'm telling all these things. Idam Brahma.
Idam Brahma.
Idam Brahma Yeva. See, Idam Brahma. This is Brahman. This is Brahman alone. Idam Brahma Yeva. Idu Yellam Paramparul. Paramparul. When you say? Eva, idam sarvam brahma eva. Say now, idam sarvam brahma eva. Idam means what? All the nama rupas put together, whole jagat is what? Idam. Idam jagat brahma eva. Okay? This jagat is nothing but pure consciousness plus Namarupa. Then you say the whole Jagat is Brahman. Purastad Brahma.
Purastad Brahma.
Paschad Brahma. Dakshinatah cha uttarena adah cha urdham cha prasrutam brahmayeva idam vishvam idam varishtam. Okay. Idam Vishwam Varishtam Brahma. Say now, Idam Vishwam Varishtam Brahma. I'm not repeating, Upanishad is repeating. Idam Brahma, Idam Varishtam. Isn't it? Idam Varishtam Vishwam Brahma. Idam Varishtam Vishwam Brahma. Varishtam, when you say here, Idam Vishwam Varishtam Brahma. Is there anything exalted in the here? What is exalted? You had to use the word exalted only to Brahman. Why? When you say Brahman alone is there, nothing else is there, where will you put the adjective? Brahma. Isn't it? Varishtam Brahma. This exalted, the most superior, supreme reality is what? Idam Vishwam is nothing but the exalted reality, Brahman. And let's say Purastad Brahma. Paschad Brahma, Dakshinataha Brahma. You learn Sanskrit today, no? Purastat Brahma, Paschat Brahma, Dakshinataha Brahma, no, Uttarataha also Brahma. I don't say here, okay? Adaha Brahma, Urdham Brahma. Mele, Paramparul, Kile, Paramparul, Pakkathila, Paramparul, Munnadi, Paramparul, Pinnadi, Paramparul, where is it? What about here? Aham Brahma. Aham in what? Sairam is Brahma. Isn't it? Everything is Brahman means what? Idam sarvam Brahma, idam sarvam, idam vishvam, varishtam Brahma eva, purastad Brahma, paschad Brahma, dakshitaha Brahma, adaha Brahma, urdham cha Brahma. Cha means and. Meleyum, kileyum. When you say and now, the and is cha. How many chas are there? Just charge the meter, they put more chas. Isn't it? Sarvam Brahma. And here, this is the concluding verse of, okay, look at this. Amritam, say now, Brahma Yeva, Idam Amritam. So, Idam Sarvam, Amritam Brahma, Amritam should go with the Brahma. Idam Sarvam Jagat, no,
Amritam Brahma Eva. Amritam means what? Immortal. Immortal means what? Not subject to death means what? Subject to time. Okay, this is timelessness implies the changelessness also. You have to remember that. So, idam sarvam, this entire universe is nothing but timeless reality. Immortal, eternal reality. Amritam, immortal, timeless, eternal reality only. This Brahman only. Then, purastad Brahma, what is in the front? Is nothing but Brahma. Paschad Brahma, what is at the back is nothing but Brahma. You can also say what was before also was Brahman. What is now is also Brahman. What is going to be in future also is nothing but Brahman. And he say Dakshinataha cha, Uttarena cha, and also to your left, to your right, Dakshinataha, to your right, Uttarataha, to your left, isn't it? Adaha, underneath, down below, no, Urdhvam Upari, above, what now? Urdhvam Cha, Brahma Yeva, Prasrutam Brahma, Prasrutam means what? Brahman alone is. What is under discussion now is Brahman. That no, that Brahman alone, Prasrita, what is now the hot news of the present thing? No? Prasrita is what now? Brahman, he says, all that is here is what is under discussion now, and then what is there? In the front, at the back, and at the, to my sides, to the left, right, to the left, above and below, everywhere and everything, what is that which is there pervading everything? Prasarati means spreads. Prasarati, Sridhatu pra is a prefix. Sarati means moves. Prasarati means spreads. You know, Prasrita means spread participle. Isn't it? Spreads means that remains what now? Spread everywhere means what? Water remains spread all over the ocean means what? Pervades everything. Is it clear now? Prasrutam means Prasrutam. Idam Vishwam, Idam Varishtam. Amritam Brahma, Idam Sarvam, Amritam Brahma Eva, Idam Vishwam, Varishtam Brahma Eva, Purastad Brahma, Paschad Brahma, Adaha Brahma, Urdham Brahma, Dakshataha Brahma, Uttarayana Cha Brahma. See, simple, isn't it? Verse looks simple. So he says, why here, this is the concluding verse of the second section of second Mundaka. This verse and the previous verse are said to be the most important of the verses. All the verses said. And here, he already finished the whole, the Mahavakyams are over before, till the 11th verse, 10th verse, we had many Mahavakyams. Isn't it? Those Mahavakyams, they revealed what? Aikya Samanadhi Karanyam. Mahavakyams reveal the Aikya Samanadhi Karanyam. Till the 10th verse, isn't it? And the 11th verse states how there is only self-effulgent reality. Because of that reality alone, the whole Jagat shines. The whole Jagat comes to light. Thereby the whole Jagat becomes existent also. Isn't it? That is revealed by, see, consciousness is Jagat is always. But when does the Jagat have the status of being existent? Only when it is revealed, isn't it? When it is brought to light. Therefore, with this, the 11th verse actually reveals that whole Jagat shines after that. So, Mahavakyams, all other verses till the 10th mantra, other mantras have been Mahavakyams means, Mahavakyams reveal the identity between Jiva and Ishvara. Jiva Brahma Aikya Pratipadaka Mantraha. Jiva Brahma Aikya ప్రతిపాదక మంత్రాః, జీవ ఈశ్వర ఐక్య ప్రతిపాదక మంత్రాః. ఐ నో వాట్ డౌట్ యు హ్యావ్ నౌ, వై డు యూస్ బ్రహ్మన్, వై డు యూస్ ఈశ్వర. ఈశ్వర బ్రహ్మ డౌట్, మాయా ప్రాబ్లం, ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దమ్ విల్ బి టేకెన్ కేర్ ఆఫ్ ఇన్ దృశ్య వివేక క్లాస్. ఓకే, so don't worry about it. And then I think after Dhritarashtra class you will see the same Upanishad more revealing for you. Understand? Next immediately after 13th verse itself there comes Maya. So I had to really explain to you. So here he says in this context, so this Jiva Brahma Aikyam, Jiva Ishara Aikyam are revealed by the Mahavakyams all till the 10th mantra. So they reveal what? The identity between individual and the truth of an individual and the truth of the whole, the truth of the Lord or the truth of this reality being one and the same, reality being the truth of the self, is the truth of individual, is revealed by the Mahavakyams. That identity is called what now? Jiva Ishwara Aikyam is revealed by Mahavakyams. That Aikyam is called what now? Aikya Samanadhi Karanyam. But the last verse again, this last verse, when you say Idam Sarvam Brahma, when you say Badha Samanadhi Karanyam, here is what now? Brahma Jagad Aikyam, Ishwara Jagad Aikyam is revealed. Is it clear now? This last mantra, Brahmaiva, Idam Sarvam Brahmaiva, Idam Sarvam, please all of you wake up now. Idam Sarvam Brahmaiva, when you say, Idam Sarvam Brahma means you are not revealing what? That's a Mahavakyam, isn't it? Idam Sarvam Brahma also Mahavakyam only, but still not with the individual, isn't it? It reveals, it establishes the oneness of reality, non-duality of reality, secondlessness of reality. Secondless, there's a second thing other than reality. Isn't it? It's revealed by what? This is called Badha Samanadhi Karanyam. Okay? Jiva is Ishwara when you say Aikya Samanadhi Karanyam. Jagati is Brahman when you say Badha Samanadhi Karanyam. Is it clear now? Badhayam Samanadhi Karanyam or Badha Samanadhi Karanyam. Them Sarvam Brahma. What do you do here? You resolve the whole Jagat. Through physically or cognitively? Cognitively resolve the Jagat, isn't it? You establish the oneness. Now, why the teacher ends here, Idam Sarvam Brahma, when he says, Aham Brahma, he discovered. Now, Idam Sarvam Brahma, when you say, there is no second thing other than Brahma. Aham Brahma, Idam Sarvam Brahma, therefore what? Aham Idam Sarvam. All that is here is only Sarvam Kalu Idam Brahma. Sarvam Kalvidam Brahma. Idam Sarvam Brahma Eva. When you say the whole Jagat is nothing but Brahman. Sarvam Brahma. That is, and in the beginning, the student asked the question. What is the question asked? Remember that. Kasmin Vijnate Sarvam Vijnatam Bhavati. What is that one thing knowing which everything else becomes known? As well known, everything else becomes known as it were. When the question was asked, then the teacher gave an answer, what? Aksharam. Now he started Aksharam Brahma, he introduced there. So, as a he began the teaching with Aksharam, now he also concludes the teaching with this. Now the student's question has been answered. What is that one thing by which everything else known as it were means what? As well known means, by knowing one vastu Brahman, the whole Jagat becomes known, as it were. Now how? Is it clear now? Because the truth, if we know one thing, everything is known as, other things, there's no point. Other things, even if you know about the other things in detail, isn't it? It's all about mithya vastu only, isn't it?
So he is concluding, no, come on, everything is Brahman when you say, he made very clear, it is Brahman which is to be known. By knowing Brahman, the whole Jagat is being Brahman becomes very clear. But for you to have the whole Jagat being Brahman, first of all you understand the self being Brahman. There is no way of saying the whole Jagat is Brahman without having known the self being Brahman. That is very important, isn't it? Brahmai Vedam Amritam Purastad Brahma Paschad Brahma Dakshinataha Brahma Cha Uttarena Adhaha Cha Urdhvam Cha Prasrutam Brahma Yeva Idam Vishvam Idam Varishtam Brahma Idam Vishvam Varishtam Brahma Vishvam Varishtam Brahma. So here you have to understand one thing, the two orders of reality. Two orders of reality, when you say, I taught you before these two words, Satyam and Mithya. When you say the whole Jagat is Brahman, what about the plurality? What about the diversity? When you say the entire ocean is H2O, what about the countable waves, countability of waves? We do count the waves. We can't say the waves are non-existent. We can't say waves are tucham. Remember the 16th verse of Bhagavad Gita. Can you say waves are tucham? Oh, whole world is unreal, maya. People are use words wrongly, okay? Whole world is unreal, can you say? No. Can you say the waves are unreal? Unreal means tucham. Tucham means completely, totally non-existent. Isn't it? You cannot say Jagat is tucham. Jagat is non-existent. Isn't it? That means your hunger must be non-existent. I will not say Abba. Thirst is non-existent. Can you say that? They're all existent. How much they affect us. Isn't it? So you can't say Jagat is unreal. Universe is not unreal. Understand now, don't ever say universe is unreal. Unreal means a totally non-existent thing. And there's no such thing called non-existence at all. There is no such thing called non-existent, non-existence. Is it clear now? There is no such thing called non-existence at all. We say relatively existent, absolutely existent. Understand now, we have to say that there is no non-existence, therefore the whole Jagat is not tucham, not unreal. Therefore plurality is not unreal, multiplicity is not unreal, duality, I am different, world is different, Lord is different, okay, that difference also what now? This Jiva Jagad Bhedaha, look at this, Jiva Jagad Bhedaha, Jiva Jiva Bhedaha, I am different, Amma is different, Jiva Jiva Bhedaha, Jiva Jagad Bhedaha, Jiva Ishwara Bhedaha, Jagad Ishwara Bhedaha, Jagad Jiva Bhedaha, all these differences are very much there, okay, but they are all there, they are not unreal, they are not tucham. But are they absolutely real? That's the next question. They are not tucha, unreal. They are there. They do exist. But are they absolutely real? Are they there definitely by themselves? No. They are as though. We can't say they are not. They are, but they are as though. When you say they are as though, that means what? They are not real also. They have to say they are not unreal, they are not real also, because they are they are as though. Why they are as though? Because they do not have independent existence. That means they have existence. Plurality has existence. All these differences have their existence. No, but they have dependent existence. Therefore, what now? We said they all mithya. Mithya is an order of reality. An inferior order of reality is called mithya. Is it clear now? But for that mithya, mithya has no independent existence, means anything which is, everything is mithya only here. The whole jagat is mithya. Everything is mithya. Don't confuse mithya with maya. Okay? All the nama, because it's become very clear next class, Dirdisha class. All the nama rupas, the whole jagat is not unreal, but is mithya. Whole jagat is as though. Isn't it? But means many this mithya, anything mithya is dependent on what? Satyam. This actual reality. So one, this only absolute reality. This mithya is as though. What is real? What exists by itself is what now? Brahma. Amritam Brahma. Understand now? What is absolutely real means that which is self-existent. That which doesn't have independent existence, that which exists by itself is what? Satyam. Okay, Satyam Brahma is called Amritam Brahma. Is it clear now? Absolute reality. And this, what about this absolutely real is Brahman. Satyam is Brahma, the Chaitanyam, the pure consciousness, which is the pure existence, which is the existence of the Jagat, which alone is in the form of the Jagat is what? The consciousness is Satyam. Absolutely real. The whole Jagat is as though existent, is relatively real. So relatively real is empirical, enjoys empirical reality. Absolutely real enjoys absolute reality. So we say Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. Say now. Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. Jivo Brahmaiva Naparaha. Say that now. Jivo Brahmaiva Naparaha. Jivaha Brahma Yeva Na Aparaha. Say now. Jivaha Brahma Yeva Na Aparaha. I had to say this in this context. What I'm saying? Jivaha Brahma Yeva Na Aparaha. A jiva is not something other than Brahman. Jiva is Brahman. Idam sarvam Brahma. Jagat sarv jag mithya jagat Brahma eva. Satyam Brahma. Brahma satyam. Say no. Brahma satyam jagan mithya. There is no distance between satyam and mithya. Satyam is not mithya, but mithya is nothing but satyam. So what do we say here? This resolving this jagat be understanding jagat being mithya, which is as though existent, which is not unreal, but which is not absolutely real also, which is existing depending upon satyam Brahma, is said to be what now? And this understanding is resolving this mithya being satyam is what? Jagat Brahma Aikyam. This is what is brought with Badha Samanadhi Karanyam. You Badha means you are resolving. You're negating Jagat as something which doesn't have independent existence. Is it clear now? Then Satyam, we say here, the Satyam Brahma is absolute reality. Paramarthikam Satyam. Say now. Paramarthikam Satyam. Paramarthikam. Say. Marthikam Satyam means absolute reality. But what in Vyavahara, what you see is what? Duality, we see all of them. We can't say they are unreal. isn't it? They are existent. Hunger, thirst, etc. and all other problems and then the differences. They're all vyavaharika satyam. Say now, vyavaharika satyam. They're also not unreal. They do have certain reality, but empirically real. Empirical reality or relative reality is said to be vyavaharika satyam. Absolute reality is paramarthikam satyam. So, paramarthikam satyam is Brahma, satyam Brahma, and vyavaharika satyam is mithya jagat. Understand now? Purujicha? Paramarthikam vyavaharika satyam, paramarthika satyam. There is no unreal. If you read any English translation, world is unreal. Now you can understand how much they have understood. Understand? And our Swamiji always says, if anybody says world is unreal, and put that person to starvation for a few days. And then they will know whether the world is real or unreal. Okay. So this is called Vyavaharika Satta or Paramarthika Satta or Vyavaharika Satyam, Paramarthika Satyam. Satta means existence. Satyam also means existence. Reality. All these one word means give different meanings. So this is Amritam. Idam Sarvam Brahma Amritam. Purastad Brahma, Paschad Brahma, Adaha Brahma, Urdham Brahma, Dakshitaha Brahma, Uttarena Brahma. Haven't you understood Sanskritam today? Tell me. Purastad Brahma, Paschad Brahma, Dakshitaha Brahma, Uttarena Brahma, Upari Brahma, Urdham Brahma, Adaha Brahma. All the words you have understood now. Idam Sarvam Varishtam Brahma, Idam Vishwam Varishtam Brahma, Idam Sarvam Amritam Brahma. What is, tell me, what is not Brahman here? Brahman is not anything here, but what is not Brahman here? Is it clear that Brahman is not any Nama Rupa, but any Nama Rupa is Brahman? Purunjuduta? If you've understood, fine. If you're not understood also, very fine. If you feel bored, very, very fine. That means you understood very well. You will feel bored only when you have understood. Sometimes you don't understand also, you think when you have understood also, you'll feel bored. Then another problem. That is differently, very, very different problem. So last mantra, which reveals Jagad Brahma Aikyam, thereby it establishes the non-duality, a secondlessness of Brahman. And that Brahma is nothing but Chaitanyam Sat, which is Tvam. Now, very beautifully, we have to enter into the third mundakam. Third mundaka, first mantra we had to, just we'll read it. We'll try to understand something and then we can go ahead. Dvasuparna.
Dvasuparna.
If, please have light if you want. Rumba dark aranda. Have light. Can you read it? Okay. Dvasu, because for me from here it suddenly it looks dark there, that's why. Dvasuparna Sayuja Sakhaya Samanam Vriksham Parishasvajate Dvasuparna Sayuja Sakhaya Samanam Vriksham Parishasvajate Tayoranyam Pippalam Swadvati Anashnan Anashnan
Anyaha. Okay. Anyo.
Anyo
bhichakashiti.
Anyo bhichakashiti.
Tayoranyam.
Tayoranyam.
Pippalam.
Pippalam.
Swadvatti.
Swadvatti.
Anashnannanyo bhichakashiti. Anashnan
anyaha
abhichakashiti
abhichakashiti.
You have learnt a new verb. What is that? Abhichakashiti. Say that now.
Abhichakashiti.
Abhichakashiti. Okay. Here, this verse is very beautiful verse. Having discussed, actually the main theme of the Upanishad is over in the second mundaka. Second mundakam is the, you know, actually the important part of this Upanishad. But don't take this part as some, not something unwanted, okay? This also forms a part of the Upanishad anyway, third mundakam. Third section, is in third part of the mundakam. There, first section you are seeing. And here, this verse, now because you know a little bit about, I have already taught you about how the mind becomes conscious and all that, you can understand here, Dva Suparna. Here, Sakshi and the conscious mind, look at this, Sakshi and conscious mind. Who is Sakshi? Chitihi, the consciousness. Who is the conscious mind? The inert material product, the subtle manifestation mind, with the reflection of consciousness. Is it clear now? So the conscious mind and the pure consciousness are said to be what here? Likened to two birds. Pure consciousness is likened to one bird, and conscious mind also is likened to another bird. Two birds. Understand now? Two birds, likened to two birds here. Dva Suparna. Dva Suparna. Suparna means the bird is called Suparnaha. Suparnaha. You know, Suparna means the parna literally means leaf, also pakshi. You know, the wing. So, the beautiful wing is called bird, isn't it? Suparna. So, Dva Suparna means though Suparna it must have been. Okay? Two birds. The two birds are sitting. Who are the two birds? Sakshi bird and the conscious mind bird. Purida? One is Sakshi bird, another one is conscious mind bird. Two birds. And these two birds, how are they? Sayuja. Sayuja means what? They are together. Sayuja means not they are together. Not another bird sitting there. They are together. Sayuja. Then, Sakhayo. Sayuja means what? Consciousness and conscious mind. Sakshi and conscious mind are never away from each other. Why Sakshi is never away from conscious mind? In fact, nothing is away from consciousness. Isn't it? Like H2O and wave are not away from each other. It's clear now? Like light and the illuminated are not away from each other. Similarly, the consciousness, Sakshi and the conscious mind are never away from each other. In fact, because mind is always in consciousness. Consciousness is there, everything, isn't it? Everything is in consciousness, in fact. We shouldn't say consciousness is in everything. Everything is in consciousness. Therefore, that is the reason the mind becomes conscious also. Therefore, isn't Sayujo. Sayujo means what? Always together, inseparably. In fact, no object is away from consciousness. Is it clear now? Really speaking. So what about the mind then? In fact, mind also is, not only everything is in consciousness, mind also is in consciousness, therefore Sayujav. Like wave and water are Sayujav. Tarangaha jalamcha sayujau. Understand now? Mean inseparably together. Always together. Understand now? So this conscious mind and the Sakshi, which are likened to two birds, which these two birds are always together. Sayujau. Dvau suparnau sayujau. Dva suparna sayuja. Because Upanishad, the Vedic usage. Then sakhaya. Now, sakhaya means what actually? Sakhaya means, literally means friend. Sakha means friend. Because, why we have friendly means? Sakhaya here means, they both are from the same origin. Isn't it? Why are they from the same origin? When you see H2O and wave, are they from two different origins? One has its own origin, one has borrowed origin. That's the difference, isn't it? So, like that, both are from the same origin. Water is water, wave also is water. So, for the water and the wave, origin is what? H2O. Isn't it? For the water, the origin is H2O. For the wave also, origin is H2O. Similarly here, for this conscious mind and for the Sakshi, origin is what? Same Sakshi only. Therefore, Sakhayo, they are inseparable. They are together and they are of the same origin. These two birds, okay, they liken to two birds here. Then, also shining, not shining birds, beautiful birds. They say, samanam vriksham parishasva jate. Vrikshaha means tree. Say now, vrikshaha. Say, I taught you the Sanskrit word. Vrikshaha. I think Peter Jihata, we can write down all the words on the boards. They learn. No? At least Sanskritam. How am I going to teach Sanskritam? Vrikshaha. Say that now.
Vrikshaha.
I'm going to make Shivajama write all the words on the board hereafter. Vrikshaha. Special class on Friday evening for you. Sanskrit class. One-to-one class. Okay. Vrikshaha. Say that now.
Vrikshaha.
Vrikshaha. Vrikshaha. Vriksham parishasva jate. Vrikshaha is a tree. Vriksham parishasva jate. The word parishasva jate should always go with the second case. That's why vriksham parishasva jate. No, actually these two birds are perched together inseparably. Where? In the tree. Now he says, Parishasva jate. And which tree? Same tree. Samanam vriksham. Not one bird is sitting in one tree, another bird is sitting in another tree. No. Both the birds are sitting on the same tree. That means what? Samanam vriksham parishasva jate. That means, what is the tree here? This physical body is the tree. Body is likened to a tree. And one bird is a Sakshi bird. Another bird is a Jiva bird. Jiva is who here? Conscious mind. We'll take that way. A Sukshma Shariram is a Jiva together. But here you have to say, here mind here. Both. And why we say both are the same origin when you say both? Of course, Sakshi is consciousness by itself. Now this other bird, the mind also is what now? Conscious. Because of association, it's also conscious now. It's also shining. It doesn't look inert. Like fire is hot, iron ball also is hot. Similarly here, Sakshi is same consciousness. This also is what now? Mind also is conscious. These two birds, you know, are there in the same tree. This is vriksha, this tree of body. Tayoho, of those two birds, anyam pippalam swadu atti. Anyam pippalam swadu atti. Anyaha must be, okay? Tayoho pippalam swadu atti. One pippalam, pippalam means actually the fruits of the given tree. And here the fruits are karma palani. Prarabdha karma palani are said to be the fruits of the tree. Prarabdha karma palani. Now what are they? Punyam, papa phalani. Punyam in the form of pleasure, papam in the form of pain, and these are the what are bitter and what are nice, sweet. Pleasure, sweets, pleasure are what now? Fruits are sweet fruits. And pain fruits are bitter fruits. Sour fruits are something. Sour is okay. Bitter fruits, isn't it? So here, people like sour, but only bitter nobody likes. So bitter fruits, sweet fruits and bitter fruits are pains and pleasures. The translations of the punya papas, parardha phalam. Understand? So parardha karma phalam is also fruits of actions one has to exhaust in one's life. I said to be parardha karma phalam is the fruits of the enjoyed in this tree. Understand now? And of the two birds, one bird alone eats these fruits. One bird alone goes through the experience of pains and pleasures. You know which bird? Does Sakshi bird experience pains and pleasures? No. Mind bird alone experiences, conscious mind bird experiences prarabdha punya papa phalani. Understand now? While staying in this tree of body. Is it clear now? Today people are all a little disturbed. Why? Okay. Tayoho swadu atti, not you. You're okay. Swadu atti. Swadu atti. Atti means eats. No? And atti is eats. Swadu atti means what? Relishes. Ah, nice. Ah, nice. It's called swadu atti. Understand? Relishing the fruits. It's called swadu atti. Suvetti saapidala. Swadu atti means suvetti saapidrathu. It's called swadu atti. One enjoys, experiences the fruits of this tree. Understand? Not this tree. See, why the fruits of this tree? We say, for those fruits to fructify, this body is very important. See, without a tree, no fruit can just come into being. The fruit, for the fruit to be, to ripe, to manifest, to ripe and become a fruit, enjoyable fruit, there must be tree, isn't it? Similarly, here also grown up, full-fledged tree must be. Similarly, for one to exhaust the prarabdha karma, to enjoy any sukham or dukkham, it is impossible for you to experience sukham, the pleasure, without the body. It is impossible to experience pain also without the body. Even in sleep, you can say, I have sukham in pleasure in sleep. But you don't know that you are, there is pleasure, there is sukham, but you do not know that you are experiencing sukham. You have to wake up from there to say that. You must be there with the, understand, then you should enjoy that. Only then it is the experience of sukham. In sleep you are experiencing sukham, I am not saying, but there you are also not there. You are not conscious of this pleasure, isn't it? You talk about the sukham when you wake up from sleep. Unfortunately, in sleep, you have some sukham. The very sukham is possible because you are not there. You know that. If you are there, sukham also won't be there. But that is, get what I'm sort of saying. So, there is no way of experiencing pain or pleasure without having the body. Because we say, it's called Tattva Bodha, you are going to study Bhoga Ayatanam. Say that now. Bhoga Ayatanam. Some people were complaining about me that I am very, very fast speaker. Now I look at this, I have changed, I can't be fast. I'll be very slow, you had to put up with my slow teaching. Okay, this physical body is what now? Bhoga Ayatanam. In abode of enjoyment. Staying here alone, you have to experience. Isn't it? Bhoga Ayatanam. Therefore, this physical body, the mind minus body has no experience. For the mind to have experience of pain or pleasure, who has pain or pleasure? Tell me. Mind alone. Pain is a state of mind. Pleasure is a state of mind, for mind alone goes through pain and pleasure. Understand now, the experience of sukha dukkha is possible only if the mind is fully functional, at least half functional. Deep sleep state, there is no experience of sukha dukkham. Understand now? But then that means the body, this must be the mind can have all the three states of experience only if it is in the physical body. Then if you ask me, if mind is not with the body, what happens to the mind? Tell me, in what state is the mind when the mind leaves the body? Now what state it is? No dream is possible, no experience is possible, no waking experience is possible if the mind is not with the body. Understand? The waking state experience must be there for the mind to go through pains and pleasures. விழிப்பு நிலை இல்லாமல் இன்ப துன்பங்களை அனுபவிப்பதற்கு முடியாது. It is not possible for the mind to go through experience of pains and pleasures without having the waking state experience. And for the mind, understand, even for the mind to have some abala prarabdha, even some pain in the form of, suppose sometimes you go through pain, experience pain and dream also, pain and pleasure, isn't it? I had a dream, very funny dream. Some chameleon came and was holding my leg like this. The day before, I had a dream. And I had to pull this. Sometimes some pain also you go through in dream also. Some pleasure also you go through. I never ate ice cream in this country. I ate ice cream one day in my dream. Okay? I never eat. Become very scared of eat, anything having egg. But still, one day I had an ice cream in my dream. What I'm saying here, the pleasure and pain, some punyam you exhaust, don't really have. You exhaust it in mentally. Now you go through pain and pleasure in subtle form in your dream. Isn't it? So some experience of punya papa, subtly or really, is possible only if the jiva goes through dream state. Jiva has the dream state, the mind has the dream state or the waking state. For the mind to have the dream state and the waking state, mind must be residing in the body. The mind quits the body, mind is continuously in deep sleep state. Understand? Very nice. Whenever mind leaves the physical body, death is a long sleep. Every day if you sleep for 8 hours, 9 hours, 10 hours, sound sleep if you have, you can say, I had very long good sleep. And longer sleep is death. Longest sleep is pralaya. That means what? Long, longer, longest, whatever is the duration of the sleep, you have to wake up, you will come back. Understand now? After pralayam, you will come back. When this srishti gets ready, again you will come back. After the total dissolution also, the minds which are in deep sleep state, when in keeping with the power of the karma, they all come back. As long as ajnanam is there, power of the karma is there, ajnanam is there, one has to come back to exhaust their set of paradha karma will bring you back. Similarly, the set of paradha karma, okay, leave the pralayam now. Long sleep, death. In after death, until you are born, until the mind is born, okay, until the new rebirth, what happens to the mind? Mind is in deep sleep state. That is, for the person who is dead, there is no pain or pleasure. It is like longer sleep, that's all. But for the people who miss the person, there is pain, isn't it? So what happens after when the paradha, when the new body is ready, in keeping with the new paradha, the person will wake up. in a new house with a new parents and a new body, new atmosphere, unfortunately nothing of the past will be remembered. Is it clear now? That is the deep sleep state, long sleep. So therefore there is no, without a body, no experience. Why I am saying all these things? It is not possible for one to go through the experience of pains and pleasures without residing in the body. Is it clear now? Again the jiva starts experiencing punya papa only in another body. Another parabdha comes. So every day in sleep also, when for some time, isn't it? And functional, there is no sukha dukkha experience. Some experience. Anyway, so here, that's why vriksham samanam vriksham parishasva jate. They both are in the same tree. Of them, one bird, you know, relishes eating those fruits. Relishes those fruits. What fruits? Paradha karma pala. Experiences pains and pleasures. And it so engrossed in the enjoyment of the fruits of the trees, the paradha kapalam, totally engrossed there. Pleasure comes, it's so elated and forgets about the whole jagat. And it is resolved in, you know, it sees the whole world in the objects of pleasures. When the pain comes, it starts coming, I have that pain, I have this problem, I have that and I have this. All the problems, it has no time, no? Always, that is how this mind bird is experiencing pains and pleasures. Isn't it? Anyaha, other bird, what does it do? Other bird does not eat the fruits. Other bird does not have pain, does not have pleasure also. Other bird is a sakshi bird. So it is sitting there, anashnan abhichakashiti, without eating, it watches, it observes the mind bird going through pains and pleasures. Going through means what? It watches all that is, pain comes, illumines. Pleasure comes, illumines. Jealousy is there, illumines. Hate is there, illumines. Okay, now it is like sunlight is there, red car is there, red chair is illumined. This is taken away, black comes, black is illumined. Green comes, green is illumined. Like that, any color which is there in front of the light, now is illumined by the light. Similarly, all the vrittis of the mind are illumined by this. Sakshi only, isn't it? So sukham, dukkham, sukham, dukkham, sukham, dukkham, sukham, dukkham. Like that, all this are just only sees, watches. Sakshi only watches. Anashnan abhichakashiti. Without eating, anashnan abhichakashiti. Anyaha. Abhichakashiti, anashnan abhichakashiti, without eating, other one sees. So that which sees without eating is what? Nilati sakshi chaitanyam. But for this bird, how long this bird which eats these fruits of paradha, how long does it go through this experience of pains and pleasures? No? But this bird wants only sweet fruits. He doesn't want to eat the bitter fruits. Bitter fruit, I don't like bitter fruits. Sweet fruits are there, this bird wants to eat the sweet fruits. But it is not avoidable. Once the bird eats the fruits, it has to eat both bitter and sweet fruits. It can't eat only the bitter fruits. The tree produces both, you know. Both sweet fruits and also bitter fruits. But you can't pick. And I want only sweet. It's not, the choice is not there. Isn't it? That is the nature. Law ordained, isn't it? Suppose if what is said here is, if this bird, then it says, stops eating, no? And turns its head and sees that sakshi bird. It doesn't see sakshi at all. All them eating, all the time it's involved in eating, so it doesn't have the time to see that Sakshi bird. If this bird stops eating for a while and sees that Sakshi bird, then this bird also will be free from the enjoyment of bitter and sweet fruits. But how can this bird turn its head and see that Sakshi bird? That we'll see next class. Okay? Today I have a small work to be. I want to go a little early today to Bhavan to meet somebody. So, is it okay? This verse I'll continue next class. I haven't yet finished it. I only just finished the meaning, literal meaning of the verse. But I'll explain the whole thing next class. It has lot of explanation. And this verse also is followed by the other bird, other verse also. This mantra is further explained by the following mantra. What does the one do? What does the other do? Etc. We'll see. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.